Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Newport First and Jamaica Limited, lauded for its contribution to the agriculture sector on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Yes, man. I saw the place will look clean all the time. Me just wish there saw Mr. Keith would have kept fee in place. All them heap a whole sin thing them have throw down. See how the rainwater se clean of them? Are them things they breed mosquito. Me I go tell him say if he make we help him clean up.
You really are going to do that, Cherry?
Of course.
You have time.
You think say the mosquito them are going to make Mr. Keith and left with coffee we had clean? All are we at risk of mosquito disease, like chikvi and dengue, and the new one, we name Zikvi. So we better prevent mosquito breeding.
True, can we call him? Mr. Keith!
Mosquito prevention is everybody's business. Protect yourself from Zikvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson, has commended local fertilizer manufacturer Newport First and Jamaica Limited for its continued partnership in promoting soil health and fertility over the past 10 years. Mr. Hutchinson says the company has been working with the ministry to assist farmers affected by drought and bushfires by donating fertilizer to aid in replanting. He says this is necessary to ensure sufficient supplies of food for local consumption and export. The company has introduced its liquid fertilizer line of products, Maniplex, to the Jamaican market, which Mr. Hutchinson describes as a step in advancing the government's mission to grow and expand the agricultural sector.
Our vision for the agricultural sector is one that will drive the industrial development, and therefore, valuable inputs such as liquid fertilizer are necessary to stimulate growth and productivity.
Among the advantages of the Maniplex fertilizer is its readily available source of nutrients and a faster response time by plants to the nutrients contained, which are available to the roots and leaves of the plant.
And it is my fervent wish that this product will boost the production levels of farmers and thereby contribute to this government commitment to ensure that an agricultural industry that brings growth and prosperity to Jamaica.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson. The fertilizer is being applied to strawberries that are cultivated on the Adams Valley Farm in Maidstone, Manchester. And on our Farmer's Corner this morning, we hear from Winfield Wright, a retired teacher who has since 2007 planted pumpkin, sorrel, potato, cassava, hot pepper, and is now into onion production, yellow yam, and ginger.
I love farming. You can say it's in my blood. Although many of my colleagues who were teachers have decided to retire full, I find that doing farming makes me feel better. I enjoy just mingling with plants. I enjoy eating what I grow, and I enjoy to grow what I eat. One of the things that I enjoy too is to see how farmers can help people without employment. One of the things I enjoyed watching is the young people who have been helping me preparing the onions for sale. If you can help someone to earn, to eat a food, so to speak, or to send their child to school, to me, that's a great feeling. So farming to me is one of those things that can go a long way in growing communities and growing our country. And as long as I have health and strength, I will be farming.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Belly full pitata ab kin. Translation, belly full potato has skin. And this means, in times of plenty, one is selective. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.